Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Today on Dish Nation, would you pay about $1,500 for a ticket to a theme park? Well, that's how much it costs to cop a ticket to Tyra Banks' Model Land. We'll discuss. And is Adrian Brody dating Harvey Weinstein's ex, Georgina Chapman?
Gary, what you doing?
Child, please, honey. I'm looking at these thirst traps, honey. Kourtney Kardashian, Chelsea Handler, and, honey, Frankie Muniz. Now, looking real thirsty, baby, in these streets, honey. We're going to have to talk about that.
Oh, Lord. And did Wheel of Fortune's Pat Sajak's awkward encounter with a contestant spawn a new catchphrase? Plus, Russell Hornsby, star of NBC's Lincoln Rhyme Hunt for the Bone Collector, stopped by the ATL studio to dish about his show and much more. So let's get started. This is Dish Nation!
What's up, guys?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey. Before we get to this marvelous show we have planned for you, let's get serious for a bit. As you can see, Heidi and I are wearing these fantastic matching t-shirts today.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank
Why you. Are we wearing these, Heidi?
Well, because we'd like for all of you to please join us and become a partner in hope by pledging just $20 a month to help us fight cancer for these kids at St. Jude's. And you're going to get this KLOS, this T-Shirt Saves Lives shirt. All you have to do is call this number, 1-800-592-3449, or even easier, you can text the word ROCK to 785-833 and become a partner in hope and a hero to these kids.
It'll be the best thing you do all year.
Absolutely. Beautiful. So thank you for indulging there. Now let's really get on to the important stuff in life. Tyra Banks and Model Land.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
I mean, listen, we need levity. We do need levity, and we need this bat right now. So we've talked about Tyra Banks' Model Land theme park before, and the good news is it is scheduled to open May 1st. The photos have been released. They're calling it an adventure park, but I see no roller coasters, no cotton candy, none of the stuff that you want in a theme park.
No churros? No.
The single ticket can cost you a staggering $1,500.
Is this for like a season pass, or is this like a one-day admission?
Headcrack. I'm going to break down it. Of course, it's tiered, and that is the highest tier. So we'll start with general admission tickets. Now, general admission ticket will be $59, and with that, you get a digital lookbook, posing tips and tricks.
Oh, yes.
A cute photo shoot with custom lighting for your skin tone and features.
I mean, need that.
Who doesn't want that? Yeah. And then there's the Fantascene photo shoot ticket, which will give you a glam squad photo shoot and access to Tyra's signature blood orange beverage and tasty treats for $549. Jesus. Quite the jump.
Oh, come on.
That's Are you awesome. Kidding me?
The dream experience, the one I talked to you about, was $1,500 to get in. Now, this includes hair and beauty consultations prior to arrival, concierge service, a designer wardrobe, multiple outfit changes, luxury gift bag goodies, and more. And, of course, the blood orange beverage that I mentioned earlier, and artisan truffles. And you get photo tips from Tyra. Now, it'd be great if she was there. It's probably via video.
It's a hologram.
It's a lookalike. It's not even her.
It's Tyra Banks. It's close. It's really close.
It's Tyrita Banks.
It's Tyra Blanks.
Her brother teaches Tybo.
Billy Banks.
So, like, I mean, they call this an amusement park. There are no roller coasters whatsoever. No. You can't take the models home. So, like, how does this work? Like, why? How is this of value?
It's an amusement park because it's amusing.
Exactly.
I'm not amused.
A lot of people would love to just think of the young queens that would love to be models and what have you, and would love to be to breathe Tyra's oxygen. That's so I think I would pay $1,500, you know, to go to her amusement park.
Me too. And the set looks immaculate. Like, the set is definitely decked out. So when you go, you're going to be like, oh, my God, it's so nice.
I mean, and think about it. It's cheaper than Disneyland. Because, hell, Disneyland, you got to pay for every little thing you go to. You got to pay to see Mickey. Part.
But Disneyland sounds fun.
Right. Yeah, but you're going to pay more than $1,500, though.
No, for
by yourself?
Close to it.
Come on, man. If you want to go to all the parks, you need a hotel and a flight. Let's
that's
not forget
true.
That.
Okay, Brett's right.
And then if you want to backdoor the rides, that's extra.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. How much is it cost to backdoor the rides in Model N?
That's scary.
I don't know. I don't know if you can backdoor those
rides. You can backdoor the rides at Model N. It's free.
How much is it to get into Gary Land?
Yeah. Oh, honey, it doesn't cost you nothing. Take a chance and let it go.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, it's time for my favorite part of the show. Part of the week.
Yes.
It's Thursday with the Stars. Woo! Let me tell you this photo we got here. Thirsty Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, my friend.
She posted a sexy photo cooking while wearing the sexy emerald green gown with the caption, Heidi, why don't you read this for me?
Cooking up some positivity.
Oh, yeah. All right, so around the horn, is this thirst trapping?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially the way she's looking back at it while she's cooking.
Mm. There's nothing in the pot. She's like, did you get it?
She's like, baking soda. I got baking soda.
I love it when I see a woman in the kitchen looking sexy.
She's hot.
And look at that Wolf Range, a double oven.
Oh, my God.
Six burner top.
She's cooking. Oh.
All right. So Malcolm in the Middle, a.k.a. Frankie Muniz, wants people to know that he's all grown up and wants everybody to ride his pony.
What?
Oh, yeah, baby. The actor posted a topless video of him showing off his stripper moves with the caption, I know I'm going to regret this later. Just a little action to get you guys ready for the day. White men can't jump or dance. Hashtag Flashback Friday. Come on, Frankie.
He did good.
Yeah, he did good.
It's not bad. It's not bad. So random. I don't think it's thirst trapping. I think it can't be thirst trapping and funny.
It was funny.
Right. Yeah,
it was
funny. He knows he doesn't embarrassing. Look great. Yeah. Right.
I wonder if his lover or not.
It's not his lover.
No, I don't think so.
Nah. All right, next we have Chelsea Handler, who's serving up some bunny action for her 45th birthday, y'all. What?
Oh, no.
She posted this video of her buns out while skiing down a mountain with the caption, and I quote, skiing into 45 with my margarita, my marijuana, and my mountain. Hashtag who needs pants? Hashtag birthday suit.
Nah, yeah. Man, them and little pink cheeks.
I know, it looks like she'd fallen down in the snow like earlier or something. Her butt, her little backside.
Yeah. Yes. Spanked her.
This is cute. Yeah.
Is this thirst trapping yours?
Yeah, but it's I like
this
it.
This looks like she's having fun, though.
Yeah. I think she's probably trying to get 50 Cent back, you know, because I guess when they broke up, honey, she just said, well, hell with it.
I love it.
I love it, too.
Is it, though, thirst trapping?
Yeah. I don't know. Is it? But it's a good way.
No,
a good
thirst trapping.
No, it wasn't thirst trapping.
I don't think so either.
Cute.
I love the joint, the margarita, and the buns. It's all cute.
All right, y'all, honey. Now, y'all know we love the Menzies, and Kelly Ripa is thirst trapping herself. Sexy husband Mark Consuelos again. Now she posted a video of him working out with the caption, how about a little hashtag workout motivation for the extreme let the stick? Hashtag workout, hashtag daddy. Okay, y'all, now baby, he could be y'all baby daddy, can't he?
Mm-hmm. But my head, yes.
Now, I mean, it's thirsty, but honey, I'm a little thirsty, but it kind of threw me.
Why did it throw you? I'm thirsty. I'm parched.
You're parched?
Yeah.
It threw me because I didn't like that position he was in. It reminded me.
Oh, honey, because you don't work out,
Gary's
honey.
Position.
Thank you, Heidi. And that doesn't look very manly.
That's like a hard ab exercise.
That is a very hard ab exercise. And then to keep control of it.
He's trying to do a Bruce Lee move there. He didn't do it as good as Bruce Lee, but he did do it. I don't think he knew that she was even taping it because you heard him grunting. He had no peripheral vision because he was holding onto the bench.
Right.
She was thirst trapping for him, but he was not thirst trapping.
He was not thirst trapping.
Right. I don't think so either.
If you were just to listen to that video and not see it, what would you think was going on?
Oh. Okay, I'm done with
you. All right. Oh, my God.
Yo, coming up next, we'll be back, man. We got Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's going to be talking about his exotic pets that he brings to work. You definitely don't want to miss this right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yeah.
All right. All right, check this out, y'all. Arnold Schwarzenegger showed a video on the gram where he brought his pets to work. But they're not any ordinary pets. No, Arnold has a pet donkey named Lulu and a miniature pony named Whiskey.
Oh.
Isn't that cute, y'all? Yes.
Whiskey and Lulu. It's like my favorite morning show.
And drink.
Yes, and the video was set to the song You're My Best Friend by Queen. Check this video out.
So obsessed now, and I'm so jealous. And now I'm just thinking, with all of that hair all over the office, he's now known as the Furminator.
Oh,
no, good.
You love it.
Nobody loves me.
I'm here.
You love it.
No, don't worry, she won't be back.
One large animal is a lot to process, but two, and then is that an alligator that's under the table?
That's what I was wondering too.
I know, that was just a glimpse of an alligator or a crocodile under the pool table. Was it real? Can we go back and watch it again if people didn't see that? Go watch it again.
Okay, it looks stuffed. Okay. If you look at his arm.
Yeah, it's only eating three donkeys. It is stuffed.
That was the Croconator.
Actually, yesterday I saw a guy riding an ass. And I was like, Gary, close your blinds.
Oh! He got you. He got you.
You need to reverse that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, y'all, it's time for another Smash Alert. Now, usually we don't start a Smash Alert with conviction news, but please stay with me on this one now.
Right.
Just in case you didn't know, on Monday, Weinstein, was found guilty of two charges in the sexual assault case against him. Well, shortly after the original allegations against Harvey came out in 2017, his wife, Georgina Chapman, divorced him.
Yes, girl.
Yes, ma'am, baby.
Good for you.
Georgina left, good job, honey. Georgina.
Yep, now since then, Georgina, who has started the fashion house Marquesa, now she has kept a low profile. She's been spending time with, get this, actor Adrian Brody.
Ooh.
What?
Now, if you don't remember, Adrian is the one who grabbed Halle Berry and kissed her in an unplanned move when he won his Oscar for the movie The Pianist back in 2003.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, is this a downgrade?
Did Harvey Weinstein produce The Pianist?
No, he did not.
No, he produced his penis.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I can't even believe that beautiful woman, fashion designer, is standing next to that troll.
That's...
And did you see her with Harvey Weinstein?
Well, Adrian Brody, he's a dope actor. Seems like a nice enough dude. And I think they kind of look good together.
Yeah, but besides Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, but he's broke. Adrian don't have no money. Y'all heard from him with 2003.
He might not have as much as Harvey, but they may care about each other for real. Like, genuinely, he got some money.
He be doing stuff. He was in King Kong.
He was in The Predator.
Summer Sam.
So I think she's very insecure. First, she's with Harvey Weinstein, who, like you said, it looks like Shrek is a big troll. And then she's with Adrian Brody, who's like, really? Can't she get somebody at least?
I would like to see her and Halle Berry together now that I'm looking at pictures.
Ooh, hey.
I will concur. That is a pretty hot kiss, though. I haven't seen that kiss with Halle Berry since that actually happened in 2000.
But can you imagine if that kiss happened now, bro? People would lose their minds. Adrian Brody would be canceled, bro.
Are you telling me that Halle Berry didn't know she's being kissed and kissed the guy like that? Come on.
Halle Berry likes white men, so she didn't mind.
Exactly. Because look how she kissed him. She didn't even kiss her own husband. He was a sex addict.
Well, on Dish Nation, we always try and make you laugh. Sometimes we succeed, I hope. But we also want to take a minute to tell you about something really, really important to us and hopefully important to you. This coming Tuesday, March 3rd, is Super Tuesday, where presidential primaries are held in many states. Hopefully you're going out to vote. It's more important than ever that you get out and vote and do it Super Tuesday.
All right, y'all. So up next, honey, we have actor Russell Hornsby in studio. So don't go anywhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo-woo, what's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, get excited. My man right here, he's known for his past roles as Eddie Sutton on the show Lincoln Heights, Luke on HBO's The Treatment, and now he's Detective Lincoln Rahm from the hit show Lincoln Rahm, Hunt for the Bone Collector. Give it up for Russell Hornsby. Woo! Yo,
we're so glad you're here kicking it with us, man.
Thank you.
Yo, a lot of people out there are big fans of the movie The Bone Collector.
Yeah.
Tell us why we should love Lincoln Rhyme.
I was a big fan of the movie. You know, I'm a big fan of D. I thought it was a great film. What we're doing is we're basically expanding the show.
Now, Russell, on the show, you and your crew use a lot of high-tech surveillance tactics to find these criminals and solve cases. So in real life, have you ever been caught on social media doing something awkward, or if there's like a picture you wish you could scrub?
No, it was funny. When Twitter first came out, I remember I was working on the show Grimm, and I was living in Portland. I had just come out of the Chipotle, and I'm rolling to the Chipotle. Somebody took a picture and put it up, and my wife she texted me. She was like, "Oh, was that you coming out of Chipotle?" I was like, "Whoa!"
Wow. Did y'all have a Chipotle band in your house?
It was just people just being a fan, just like, yeah. I see him, like, there he is. And I was like, "Wow!" So that's why I always wear a hat and I keep it low. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody who's followed your path and your story knows that you are a classically trained actor. You came up in the theater, so it made sense that we do a little Dish Nation theater. So here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna say a line from a popular song, and I want you to interpret it as if it was written by William Shakespeare himself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this first one is from the Lizzo song, Truth Hurts, and here's the lyric. I just took a DNA test and turns out that I am 100% that bitch, even when I'm crying crazy. How would Shakespeare break that down?
If music be the food of love, play on. Give me excessive it. That surfeiting the appetite may sicken and so die.
All right, now.
That is impressive.
I didn't get 100% that bitch out of that, but okay. Yes, it sounded amazing, though, darling.
Well, I have a favorite from my favorite of all time, Miss Diana Ross.
Ooh.
Yes, and Miss Ross, you know, she did the lyrics of Touch Me in the Morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, touch me in the morning, then just walk away. We don't have tomorrow, but we have yesterday.
So tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, life creeps at this petty pace from day to day. It is the East, I am your sun, and I will rain rays down on thee to make thee feel so good. And if it isn't love, why do you feel this way?
It's like listening to someone speak with a feather pen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's dope. Yo. Russell Horst, be you the true deal, man. Yo, thank you so much for playing the game with us, man. It is so fun
appreciate
having you here at Dish Nation. If people ain't up on it already, how can they catch Lincoln Rhyme, Hunt for the Bone Collector?
Lincoln Rhyme, Hunt for the Bone Collector tonight at 8 o'clock on NBC. Ooh. Holla one time.
Ah!
It's strictly satisfaction because we giving up action.
Yes.
Ain't no minute to slack because time is money, baby.
Hollywood bars, let's get it one time on Russell Horst. More Dish Nation after the break.
Woo!
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now, we've all used idioms and popular catchphrases before, right?
Yep, like to give someone the cold shoulder.
Or better late than never.
Well, earlier this week, Pat Sajak, the host of Wheel of Fortune, tried to use an old school saying that didn't go so well. Check it out.
$40,050. You're up to $10,100. That's very cool. We'll be back. Yeah. Lift the ceiling.
We'll be right back.
And it was at that very moment I learned that Pat Sajak is a robot. He was trying to figure out his way around the Earthlings.
Poor thing.
And he was strong and wrong with it. Lift the ceiling.
Well, but no, maybe certain people say tear the roof down or whatever. But no,
I ain't never heard nobody say lift the ceiling.
Lift the ceiling. I heard dancing on the ceiling, raise the roof, lift the ceiling, lift every voice and sing.
I thought
but
that's
I
what he was going to say.
Me too.
Black people raise the roof. Black people may lift the ceiling.
Okay. I ain't never heard it.
But has there ever been like a saying or a catchphrase that you butchered or just didn't know the right way to say it?
No, if I don't know it, I think I just won't say it because I'd rather not be strong and wrong.
Like, I have a hard time sometimes with words that I've heard people say
mm-hmm.
but never read it on paper before. Like, oh, man, that everything just went really awry.
Mm. Oh, right.
Yeah. See, the problem is I had never really seen that word written before. And,
right.
You know.
Right.
My mom used to say some stuff to us when we were kids, and I didn't know. I thought she didn't know what she was talking about. Like, you got halitosis.
No, she was telling you your breath stank.
I know that. After I got an adult, I learned it.
Oh, that wasn't a catchphrase. That was the truth.
Oh! I guess I got to stop for work.
Oh! Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.